Joining me live in studio this morning is Ryan Lyman. He's a member of the Lincoln County Fair Board overseeing the events and entertainment at the Lincoln County Fair. Ryan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing good.
Hey, appreciate you coming in studio. Maybe at some point we hit summer and it starts to feel like it's going to be, you know, fair time. But hey, we're under 2 months away now, a month and a half-ish?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we get the rain out of our system before August.
Right.
We had a bit of a challenge last year.
Yeah, to say the least, Well, appreciate you taking time in studio. Tickets on sale now for the arena events, and we're in the crunch time now for as far as what's coming up and what's happening and preparations. So let's start with the main arena, Ryan, and tell us what's on schedule. Of course, I happen to know the vocalist kind of kicks things off on that first Saturday on the 5th.
Yeah, you bet. And earlier that day, we have the car show registration starting at 9 a.m. that morning. And so we'll have that on the grounds. We'll have the parade that afternoon. Then we got the vocalist Saturday night. And then Monday night, we're excited to bring back Enduro Cross. And so we're going to have a lot of local talent, I think, in there, as well as some folks from around the area. And so we're excited to bring that back. I think that's always been a kind of a popular event, so we're excited to have that back.
Well, you've had Monster Truck the past couple of years, but you got to do something to keep it fresh, right?
Yeah,
and Enduro Cross kind of keeps you in that motorsports field.
Yep, absolutely. So we're excited to have that back. We got the horse pulls on the next evening, which is Tuesday. There's some added money this year for the horse pulls as well. So all of our kind of livestock events, the bull, we got the wild Wednesday bullfights on Wednesday night, the rodeos. So all of the horse pulls, bullfights, and the rodeos have added money this year. So we're anticipating that we'll get some good people coming in to support us there.
Yeah, good participation and good talent.
Absolutely.
Ryan is kind of the goal with that, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you have horse pulls Tuesday. You mentioned the mini bulls and bull fighting, right? That's what it's happening on Wednesday. And they're mini bulls and they're like teenage.
I mean, they are. So these are young men that are, you know, they're trying to get into high school rodeo. Probably a lot of them are in high school rodeo. Some of them are coming up into high school rodeo, and so they're trying to get into that's what they want to do. And so we have a lot of good talent there as well.
Yeah. And
so these
like
mini
circuit,
bowls,
right?
It's a circuit. They're trying to get points and working towards that as well. And so it's entertaining and it's fun to watch.
And the bullfighting is part of that, and that's a fairly new event for the fair. And
it is.
I think I love it.
Yeah, and it's exciting. It's a little nerve wracking for us, but yeah, it's going to be a good event again as well, I believe.
And those are not the mini bulls when you do the bullfighting.
No. So these
those are the big boys.
They are. These are fighting bulls. They're bred to fight, and they're not nice at all. I mean, you think of a bull that we see bull riders riding. And this is even a level above that. I mean, these bulls are bred to do some damage.
Ryan Lyman in the studio with the Lincoln County Fair Board. Horse reining again will be the Thursday, correct? And then you wrap it up with the PRCA Friday, Saturday.
Yep, absolutely.
Excellent. Great lineup for the main arena events. We'll get to the grounds in a second, Ryan, but it sounds like tickets for these events are on sale now, and you're doing the season passes again this year.
We are, yep. And none of the season passes include a drink each night. They include parking, so there's a separate parking area. So sometimes, you know, just a little bit closer, and it looked kind of nice to have a reserved parking spot. So we're actually in the process. So next year you'll see new seats actually in the arena. Those will be installed this fall, and so we're just trying to make things nicer and more comfortable and a better experience for people.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the experience, right? This is the second year you've done kind of this new ticketing system where people select their seats and, you know, kind of different zones and the season passes. And so obviously it worked well enough last year to keep it going. And that's The important thing, though, is to get those tickets in advance, right?
Absolutely.
If you want the good seats, start getting them now.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's still general admission. So if that's your thing, great. There's still general admission. But if you'd rather not have to, you know, wait in line and be waiting there an hour before the gates open so you can set your blankets out, you can just have an assigned, you can have a seat that you've picked yourself and come when the gates open and go and sit down and grab a drink.
Perfect. So those main arena events are outlined there, and tickets available at lincolncountyfair.info. Of course, the grounds all free for the Lincoln County Fair.
It is.
Some incredible entertainment considering it's absolutely free. Who do you have coming this year on the grounds?
So an interesting thing that happened. So Mondays sometimes have been a little bit light for us. That's not going to be the case this year. We're going to hit it hard Monday, because what we can do is we can get talent. We can get better talent on the early parts of the week because they're going to bigger shows on the weekends, bigger venues, and so they're looking for something. And so we're excited about some of these bands that we have coming, some solo artists and whatnot. That first part of the week, Monday through Wednesday, and. And so, yeah, there's going to be some good stuff on the grounds. A lot of, there's a little mini monster truck, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, things like this. All these things you can see on our website. There's pictures up there and the schedules and all that kind of stuff.
Very cool. So any specific groups that you're most excited about as far as Big Top Entertainment?
Yeah, so Jessie Lee is kind of a solo artist. I mean, she has a band. We have the Traveling Opry Show. So this is kind of a bluegrass style. They're going to be like a 6 or 7 piece. We're going to see some different instruments, banjo, mandolin, violin, those types of things, guitar. So we're excited about those. Mariachi, well, I don't know if we've ever had mariachi. I'm kind of excited to see mariachi on Friday.
That's
so
really cool.
We'll have mariachi band here on Friday. So we're excited about that because it's kind of something a little bit different, change things up. We've got Sea Lions will be Tuesday through Saturday. They'll be down on the West End. Pretty excited to have the Sea Lions back. It's been several years since we've had them, but they were popular, so we're excited about them as well.
Excellent. Ryan Lyman in the studio outlining what's coming up with the Lincoln County Fair, August 5th through the 12th. You mentioned it all starts with the car show that Saturday, the parade, and then things really get going on Monday. We'll have other fair board members in later on to tell us more specifics on the livestock and other things associated with the fair and the community booths and whatnot. But Ryan, I guess for now, anything we missed as far as entertainment and what's happening?
I don't think so. Bring your families. Vendors, we still have a lot of good vendors. We're trying to grow that as well. And so some different kind of opportunities for purchasing things, and obviously great food is going to be there. And so, yeah, come out and see us.
Absolutely. August 5th through the 12th. Tickets available now at lincolncountyfair.info. Ryan, appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.